Good morning, it's Thursday, January 27th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our new e-edition product. Tacoma now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Now on with today's top stories. Expect early morning fog turning mostly sunny and ending with a clear evening. Temperatures will be a high of 45 degrees and a low of 31 degrees. A man suspected in the hit and run of two 12-year-old girls in Midland, killing one and badly injuring the other, is facing criminal charges. A Pierce County SWAT team arrested the 32-year-old for the death of Immaculee Goldade on Wednesday morning near Parkland. The girl was walking with a friend on the side of the road the morning of January 15 on 104th Street East near 24th Avenue East. A stolen flatbed truck hit both children about a block from Midland Elementary School. The arrest came following weeks of searching for the suspected driver. The accused man has an extensive criminal history. He was under supervision by the Washington State Department of Corrections for felony convictions related to a burglary, stolen vehicle, home invasion, and a high-speed pursuit with deputies breaking out the car's window to arrest him. Court records show his father filed for a protection order against him, claiming the man was out of control, drank daily, and was abusive. A series of suspicious fires in Tacoma that started with 8 has increased to 12. The fires broke out Tuesday night and early Wednesday morning at homes, an apartment building, and detached garages. No injuries were reported. They happened in clusters in central Tacoma earlier in the evening Tuesday. The five other fires were reported near Tacoma's North End and Ruston later in the night and in the early hours of Wednesday. The Tacoma Police Department said the fires are all being investigated as arson. Tacoma police are looking for the person behind a deadly shooting in a motel parking lot. Officers responded to a 911 call at 4:40 p.m. Tuesday in the 8700 block of South Hosmer Street. Police found an unresponsive 29-year-old victim on the ground. He was pronounced dead at the scene. A suspect in the shooting death of a man in Tacoma is in police custody. Officers arrested the 34-year-old man Tuesday night. Authorities accuse him of shooting and killing 53-year-old Earl J. Harris III January 17 in the Hilltop neighborhood. Harris was found with multiple gunshot wounds inside the front door of a home near the 800 block of South Sheridan Avenue. He later died from his injuries at a hospital. Blood banks and hospitals are calling a current blood shortage in the South Sound an unprecedented crisis. Bloodworks Northwest declared a code red this month, which is the agency's highest level of need. Some hospitals are moving to crisis standards. That means a patient might get a half unit of blood instead of a whole unit. Elective surgeries could be postponed. Emergencies could be diverted to other hospitals. The shortage is a nationwide problem, with COVID scaring off donors, canceling blood drives, and sickening donors and staff. At Tacoma General, there's a need for type O negative, also known as universal donor. It's the most frequently given in transfusions, especially in emergency situations. Platelets are also in demand for cancer patients and others to help with blood clotting. Cascade Regional Blood Services in Tacoma, Gig Harbor, and Puyallup. Pierce County businesses that require proof of vaccination against COVID will get official support from the local health department. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Department stopped short of issuing a policy requirement, but on Tuesday unveiled Bravo. It means businesses requiring a vaccine verification on site. The voluntary program gives participating businesses guidance, training tools, and signage. Five Tacoma businesses, Alma, Crudo & Coto, Edison City Alehouse, Red Star Taco Bar, and the Grand Cinema have joined so far. All instituted vaccine checks on their own, in addition to the Mix, and Rama, Symphony Tacoma, and Tacoma Arts Live. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit DNT Offers for more information.